20 different hot sauces on their bar, you know, with the
I remember when we were visiting Big Fatty, we went to a hot sauce store.
Yeah.
That had, it was probably very unsanitary, but they had a, they had all these hundreds of hot sauces, but they had a line of trial,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it, testers.
Yep.
And you could take a chip and put the hot sauce on the chip. And anyway, yeah. I remember that, but it's probably very, you could probably get COVID by doing that now,
but what the store brand at Tijuana Flats is a hot sauce called Smack My Ass and Call Me Sally.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Smack my ass and call me
Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3440. BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 13th of April. 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and I've got some voice letters. Get you ready. Hello, Grumpy's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Grumpy's today because y'all, Grumpy Kitty is with the Big Fatty Grumpy Kitty. We've given a Squeaky Kitty the day off, and Grumpy Kitty is just Big Fatty. You know, he doesn't sound very grumpy. He sounds kind of mousy. Big Fatty, mousy, mousy Grumpy Kitty. And you know, then there's a, there's Plaid Kitty that you have to poke him in the butthole. Big Fatty, the butthole doesn't, it's too tight. That Kyle from Gayish, his butthole's too tight. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. It's true, y'all. I'm gonna just I'm just gonna start out with the weather. You know, y'all, the old people, they love to talk about the weather. You know, the hats used to watch the Weather Channel, and y'all, my youngest brother, he loves the Weather Channel. You watch the red rain, and but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Monday, it is absolutely gorgeous, just gorgeous. Y'all, the wind is blowing a nice cool breeze. It was 58 when I woke up on Monday morning, and y'all, I'd had the windows open, slept like a baby, and y'all, got up, anyway, I'll finish telling you about it. But y'all, it's just one of those days that they call it the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce. Big Fatty, is that like the Commerce Bank with Milton Drysdale? No, it is nothing like the Commerce Bank with Milton Drysdale. but anyway, y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, let me see what happened. Well, y'all, I recorded a little late. Y'all, I posted the little show, and you know that Moose P. You know that Moose P. He's up there in the North Cackalacky. You know, y'all, he has secret ways. He's a man of mystery, be Fatty. But he sent me a message and said, Brick Fatty, I can't hear your voice on the anniversarium. So I don't know whose anniversarium it is. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's just getting sadder, maybe. Y'all, I went in and I put in the Happy Anniversary music and then I put in the Weekend Recap music. And y'all, I forgot to go back and do the voiceover for the Happy Anniversary, and y'all, I just recalled the Weekend and bounced it and posted it but never had the Happy Anniversary for Riley and Tom up there in the Penis Livania. So Moose sent me that, and I said, "Dear Gussie," so y'all, I had to go back, and I had to record, you know, the Happy Anniversary. I had every intention of doing it. And y'all, by the way, if you're having an anniversary or a celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I don't know about it, y'all, you gotta tell me. I am not a mind reader. Big Fatty, you can barely read the mocking calendar. It's true. So I went back and I redid it, and then I was like, well, now how am I going to do this? Because, you know, I do it a different way now for posting. So, y'all, I had to figure it out. But, y'all, I did figure it out. And, y'all, then I watched the 60 minutes. And while I did that, y'all, I had ordered some new cloth napkins from the Coos. They were on sale. So we had used them Friday night, and I washed them, and y'all, I was just pressing them, because y'all, you know, a cloth napkin is just a waste of time if you haven't pressed it. Fatty, did you use Niagara spray starch? No, I didn't starch them. I just pressed them. So I was doing that during the 60 minutes, and then when that was over, y'all, the Atlanta Braves, y'all, they were on the ESPN Sports Ball Game of the Week. Y'all, they lost their ass, y'all, I gotta tell you, the Dansby Swanson and the Austin Riley. Can I just say it again? And y'all, then they were playing the Phillies. You know, they're from up there in Cheesesteak Land. What is that guy's name that's so hot that plays right field? And I know my good friends Jerry and Rick are screaming it out, because they are the Philly fans. They are fanatics. Harper, Bryce Harper. That's who he is. Yo. Y'all, if you don't know who any of them are, go over there to the www and check them out. You'll probably want to touch yourself inappropriately. Fanny. But y'all, after the Atlanta Braves lost their ass, y'all, I climbed into the chamber, and y'all, it was a little warm when I got into the chamber, but y'all, fell asleep. Big Fatty, it sounds like you're just now waking up. Well, anyway, but y'all, I woke up. I needed to TT Big Fatty, and so it was a little bit before 6 a.m. in the morning, and so, of course, I was checking the 20, and that Randy in the Penis Slivania sent a little thank you to Big Fatty, and I responded, and I said, I hope it's a lovely day, or something like that, and he goes, oh, Big Fatty, you are up so early, you are retired. Well, yes, I am retired, and now I'm just tired, I didn't get out of bed until about 7:20 a.m. in the morning, y'all. I had my coffee, and I had the Kanaku a smoked sausage and some eggs, and y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I was right at the strike of nine, and did my nipple walk. Y'all, it was a cool breeze. It was one of those days where the sun just felt good, and y'all, I had pep in my step, and y'all, then I came back, and I got my share, and y'all, I've just been relaxing on the veranda of the villa, and it has just been lovely. Y'all, it's one of those days where if you got a puppy dog, they're going to go and find that one little spot of sun coming in through the window, and they're going to lay in it. Y'all, it's just that kind of lazy-daisy day. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. A boring one, but you know.
Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Oh, hi, Big Fatty. It's Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicago. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with your stories of being vaccinated. Perhaps your first shot, or maybe you just got your second shot. Let us know how it's going, if maybe you're a little achy or you felt nothing at all. And maybe you're excited about doing some things, going out to eat or going on a special cruise of a lifetime, or maybe even like the BFO, pulling out your Grindr app and turning up the special Chaya, listening for that bloop, bloop, because now you've got some kind of level of safety. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, everybody. Tell us about how it's going with your shots.
Big Fatty, my head is just spinning after that. It's true. But y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, at least not in that, presentation style, bumper, and just lovely. And Digga, go ahead and give us your vaccination report.
Took me a couple of days, but I was looking online to get the T-Wiggles, his first shot. And kind of we're able to, now that they've lowered the age to the young people, we got him lined up for his first shot, and I'm just standing outside of the Walgreens here as he gets that first Fauci ouchie. He's gonna get the Moderna shot, as I understand it. Hope things are going well, and hope we hear from more people about their shots. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Digga, thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, especially out there in the San Francisco. You be on the lookout for Kathy Marshall. But she's usually out and about around midnight looking at for the raccoons or something. Big Fatty. But I'm delighted that T-Wiggles has been able to get his first Fauci ouchie there at the Walgreens. And let us know how that went. And I agree with you, Digga. I think other folks should call in and let us know how it's going. I know that the Laughing Buddha was getting his second at 2, I think it was 2:05 on Monday. Big Fatty, that's good. That won't conflict with his El Dentisto appointment at Tooth Hurdy, Big Fatty, that's still an oldie but goodie. Yeah, y'all, if you're getting your Fauci ouchies and you're getting vaccinated, tell us what you think about and how you're gonna kind of return to some sense of whatever normal is now, Big Fatty. Digga called back.
Oh, hey, Big Fatty, it's Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicagos. Just wanted to give you an update on the vaccine report. So I'm outside the Walgreens waiting for Terry, and he texted me and said that Julia Roberts was ahead of him getting her shot and that she left a few minutes ago. Now, can you imagine? I'm standing outside. I didn't see her. Wish she would have said something a little bit sooner. But I want to let everybody know that even the pretty women are getting these shots, so get yourself out. Get signed up and get your protection. Take care. Thanks for calling. Bye.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, that of course was Digga, and Digga, thank you so much for the update. And I'm surprised. I'm sorry, I don't have that name dropper. Sound effect. You know, I believe, though, that if I were to play it, I'd have to say...
Trademark Vera Charles.
Dear Gussie, but Digga, it sounds to me like T. Wiggles is heading downtown a little bit. And y'all, can you believe Julia Roberts went to some random... Now, was this the Walgreens in the Castro down... at the corner of Castro and 18th, y'all, it's the gay Walgreens, and so I don't know if they were there or not, but Julia Roberts probably knew better than to go there, cause she'd be very safe, Big Fatty. Yes, she would. But anyway, I'm glad T. Wiggles got his Fauci ouchie. And I'm sorry that you didn't get to see Julia Roberts, but perhaps next time T. Wiggles will remember to tell you a little earlier.
Forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna...
Y'all, I referenced earlier Milton Drysdale from the Commercial Bank, the Commerce Bank. I'm sorry, the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills. And y'all, just a little memory lane trivia now. Do you know what Milton Drysdale's wife name was? Best Big Fatty, Mrs. Drysdale. No, well, yes, that's true. But do you know what her first name was? I'll give you a second. Did you remember? It was Margaret Drysdale. Margaret. Oh dear Gussie. And you know Margaret Drysdale just hated the Clampets, but Milton loved them because they had the good duckies. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, y'all, if you celebrate Ramadan, it started. Y'all, on the LFC, we had a little quiz about Ramadan. And y'all, I didn't know that there was fasting from sunup till sundown during Ramadan. But so I learned a little something. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix Minus. And Daniel Biba, what did you think about of this show?
Smack my ass and call me
Big Fatty.
Oh, well, that's not the reaction I expected.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.